The first reading today, St. Paul tells us that the days are going to come when people will not tolerate sound teaching, but having itching ears, they are going to turn to fables. Fables, as we know, are attempts to try to explain something that exists. They make up a story to try and explain why something is the way that it is. And that's exactly what we have going on right now. We have lots of fables. We have lots of things that are not true, but they're trying to explain why things are the way that they are. I think that I'm a woman, therefore it's okay because. I want to be married to another man, therefore it's okay because. Whatever, we can make up any story to try and justify anything. And the tragedy is this is exactly where we're at. In two polls that have come out in the last couple of weeks, 2/3 of people in the polls who claim to be Catholic are absolutely opposed to the Church's teaching regarding abortion and regarding homosexual marriage. 90% of people of childbearing age who call themselves Catholic are either contracepting or have had themselves sterilized. We could go on and on and on with all of the different things that people are doing. There was someone that I was talking to earlier, and they told me they had contacted somebody because there was a point where they were just plain wrong. And the answer was, well, thanks for your opinion. I'll listen to different ideas and I'll make up my own mind as to what's right or wrong. You see, this is where we're at now. This is relativism. Nobody wants the truth because everybody is the truth. Rather than allowing ourselves or accepting the fact that we're made in the image and likeness of the one who is truth, and therefore we are to conform ourselves to the truth, we have decided somehow that being made in the image and likeness of the truth, therefore I am the truth. And therefore God needs to conform himself to me. But of course, that assumes that we have to believe that there is a God somewhere that exists out there. But you see, this is where everything starts falling apart. When all that it is opinions rather than truth, then with itching ears, we're going to anyone who wants to say what we want to hear. We've rejected the truth. We've turned to fables. And since this is now the vast majority of America, and tragically, since this is even the 2/3 majority of people who call themselves Catholic, and that's just on a couple of issues, by the way. In other words, there may be some of these people who say, well, of course abortion is wrong, but I think that this is okay. Or, yeah, I don't think that a boy should be a girl or a girl should be a boy, but at the same time, I don't need to be believing in purgatory or confession or the Pope or whatever it is that we don't want to believe in this week. And we can pick and choose whatever it is that we want. So if it really comes down to how many people who call themselves Catholic actually believe what the Catholic Church teaches, the percentage is getting less and less and less and less. And so we have to make a choice. Jesus told us that he didn't come to do away with the law or the prophets, but he came to fulfill them. He said, not one jot or tittle is going to pass away from the law till the entire thing is fulfilled. The jots and tittles are the little tiny dots and little tiny lines that are there in the Hebrew. So it'd be like saying in English, not even a dot over an I or a period at the end of the sentence is going to go away until the whole thing is fulfilled. Because it's the Word of God. because it's the truth, and the truth cannot change. Again, we can look back and we can see how all this works. Every single Christian denomination, even after the rebellion that happened 500 years ago, they still, every last one of them, said contraception is wrong. And then something happened. In 1930, there was what was called the Lambeth Conference, and the Anglicans decided that in extraordinary circumstances, it was okay to contracept. And somehow or another, en masse, the entire Christian community, except for Catholics, suddenly decided that it was all okay. All of them. And so, boom, just like that, everything that they had been teaching changed. Now, these are the people who said they're Bible Christians. So somehow, what the Bible was very clear about for 450 years for these people, or for 1,930 years for anybody else who's Christian, or for 4,000 years, the Bible was clear. They understood. They knew. Somehow, it all changed. Jots and tittles just disappeared. And all of a sudden, it was okay to be able to do things that were completely forbidden from day one. I guess Jesus didn't come to fulfill the law and the prophets. He came to tell us what we wanted to hear. He came to tell us how wonderful we are, and that we're just going to go straight to heaven because we're all so wonderful. No, that's not why he came. So we have a choice, every one of us. Do we want the truth? The truth. Because there is only one. As I've told you many, many times, there are thousands and thousands and thousands of lies. The devil will tell you anything that you want to hear, but there is only one truth. The truth can't change. So number one, where are we listening to the lies? Where are we buying the lies? What lies have we accepted? Where have we compromised on the truth? Because that's what's going on these days. That's been the Planned Parenthood thing right from the beginning. You don't want to be this extremist, just find this place in the middle. People have bought it. But when you compromise, you don't have the truth anymore. It seems like the nice thing to do. But you know what? If somebody says 2 + 2 = 6, and you say, no, 2 + 2 = 4, they say, well, let's compromise and let's agree that 2 + 2 = 5. And you say, yeah, that's fair enough. They still don't have the truth, and now neither do you. Yeah, they're a little closer to it than they were, but you no longer have it. Now put that into doctrine, put it into morality, put it into any other area. The truth is the truth is the truth is the truth, and the truth cannot change. Cannot change. Why? Because Jesus said, I am the truth. St. Paul said, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. He is the truth, and he does not change because he is God. And if he could change, then he's clearly not God, because God is perfect and cannot change. So his truth and his word cannot change, even if we live in this enlightened time where we've recognized that what these backwards people a couple of thousand years ago wrote, thankfully we're awake now. No, we're woke now, sorry. And so we know better. we have new insight. We don't have to believe the way they did because they didn't understand. But thankfully, we do. No. If God really thought that this was the best time, and because we were so enlightened, this is the time that Jesus would have come into the world, and he would have let us know that, you know what? Everybody that's come before you was wrong. They had the whole wrong idea. Let me tell you what the Word of God really means. And he didn't do that. He came 2,000 years ago, he laid it out, and he said, not one jot or tittle from the law is going to pass away till the whole thing is fulfilled. He didn't back away from it. He didn't change it. He didn't tell us that we were wrong. He told us this is the truth. If we don't want the truth, then we're going to walk away from it. So we need to stay faithful to the truth. Because remember, the truth is not a series of logical propositions. The truth is a person. So we don't just believe in truths. We believe in Jesus Christ, who is the truth. And therefore, we have to maintain the truth because we have to maintain fidelity to the Lord Jesus. That's what we all have to look at. So when we hear the advertisers and talking heads and tragically the priests and the bishops in the church who are trying to tell us that the church has been wrong for all these years, we have to be able to recognize they're wrong. Oh, they're so compassionate and they're so kind and they're so nice and so on. And they're sincere. They're sincerely wrong. And let's be clear about that. They're lying to you. And maybe they're telling you what you want to hear, and maybe it's a whole lot easier to listen to than jerks like me who are going to stand up here and preach a hard truth to you. But you know what? On the day of judgment, I'm going to have to stand before the Lord and answer to what I told you. And each one of you are going to have to stand before the Lord and answer to why you either accepted or rejected the truth, to why you were willing to compromise the truth if you're willing to listen to one of these people who are going to water it down. Jesus said, you will know the truth. The truth will set you free. That's what he came for, so that we can have the freedom of the children of God, not to buy into Satan's lies and become slave to sin. So reject the lies, all of them. Reject the compromises, even though they're easier, they're slick, they're fun, they're cool, whatever, they're the in thing. They're lies. And they are going to bind you up. Reject them and accept the truth. Embrace the truth, love the truth, and live the truth. Because the truth is Jesus Christ. And the truth cannot and will not ever change.